WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Motorists need to be aware of a couple of street closures today. Lincoln Avenue between Foster and Texas Avenues and College Station will be closed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for sewer line repairs. And starting today, the intersection of Old Hearn Road and Wilhelm Drive will be partially closed to through traffic. Old Hearn Road will be closed in both directions at the intersection, but vehicles will be able to turn from Wilhelm Drive onto Old Hearn Road headed southbound. Blinn College trustees have named the school's first building on the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus.
Blinn's academic building, which will open this fall, is named for former president and chancellor Walter Onion Schwartz. Family members on hand at last night's board meeting included Charles Schwartz, who chairs the A&M System Board of Regents. Onion Schwartz's 46-year career at Blinn saw the school grow from about 300 to more than 12,000 students. In other business, the board approved raising next year's tuition and fee schedule, a combined $6 a credit hour for in-district and out-of-district students. A part of that revenue will fund a 3% pay increase for full-time faculty and all staff members. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man is in jail for the third time in 3 months. According to Bryan police, officers were dispatched to Woody's Gags and Gifts at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday for a robbery. An officer spotted the suspect fleeing the scene on a bicycle and blocked his path with the patrol car. 22-year-old Barry Dincy Jr., a former employee of the store, had money from the cash register in his pocket. So, according to surveillance video, Dincy entered the store, walked behind the counter, and took the cash from the register. An employee attempted to stop Dincy, and they got into a fight when Dincy punched the victim in the head and slammed him to the parking lot pavement. Dincy told officers he stole the money because he was trying to get the current employee fired. According to online jail records, Dincy also had a warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. If your spring cleaning involves getting your hands dirty and throwing out some old appliances, scrap metal, or piles of wood, you're reminded to properly dispose of those items.
We have bulk pickup days, so check with the waste services to see when your bulk pickup day is and put it out for them to pick up. You can also, if you live in the city of Bryan and College Station, you can take those items to the city waste facility.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says leaving piles of garbage and rubbish in your front yard could result in a citation. McKeithen also says another municipal code requires residents to keep grass and weeds under 12 inches long. And the Queen Theater has a new house manager as they prepare for their grand reopening in May. Rick Schmidlin spent 35 years in Hollywood producing movies before moving to Bryan for his wife's job.
As I walked through past the Queen, I thought of all the cinematheques, all the film houses I had been to all over the world, from Brazil to New Zealand to Greece to Italy to the Netherlands, and envisioned what this theater could be.
Schmidlin says there will be something for everyone, including titles from every genre, past and present. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com. Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 24th, it's Beekeeping Basics. It's growing in popularity in the Brazos Valley. The class is designed for beginners, but veterans' questions will be answered this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Parka Traditions, The Sleep Stations, Warneman Flooring, and The Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community, we're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today. And 979-776-1900, Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure sitting over the region this morning. It extends to the north. It'll be responsible for sunshine today. We're cool this morning, but we're going to warm very nicely for this first full day of spring. We're 70 to 75 later today. Clear overnight, 50 to 55. Sunshine continues into tomorrow. It'll be breezy, a little warmer, 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Partly sunny, breezy Friday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Brad Mitchell filling in for Zach Taylor on sports. Coming up, the A&M baseball team took down the Rice Owls on the road last night. Meanwhile, we'll take a look forward to tomorrow's Sweet 16 action as the Aggie men get set to face Michigan and the women gear up to take on Notre Dame on Saturday. And in the NBA, James Harden led the Rockets to a victory, snapping Portland's 13-game win streak, while the Mavs fell to the Pelicans in New Orleans. All that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so what's our temp right now?
I have 45.
Yeah, see, it's colder than yesterday, but the wind's not blowing.
Right.
So it's not bad out there.
Correct.
You got to be out there.
Wind speed is calm.
But I'll tell you, you know, you guys didn't warn me. I'm here in my wonderful WTAW embroidered short sleeve shirt. You guys didn't tell me it was going to be colder than a well digger's beer.
We didn't know that. Oh. We weren't sure. We
just, four in the morning.
Well, and also, well, again, yeah, welcome back to that world. Right? That's always fun. So, stories today about how horrible Amazon is to people.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll let you know about that.
Still order from them.
That's true.
But we'll let you know.
Well, we were talking about that yesterday. In fact, just they change everything. What will the world of shipping look like in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Probably
drones.
Well, it'll be what Jeff Bezos wants it to look like, I guess.
Yeah.
But they've got a whole new angle on what Amazon is doing to us out there. So we got that. I guess you heard on the on the first news this morning that Facebook had an emergency meeting yesterday with its key staff members, except the number one and two person weren't there. Talking about how things are going on there.
They had plans.
Yeah, exactly.
Zuckerberg's busy.
That's right, yeah. So now, Chelsea, do you know any girl scientists?
Girl scientists.
I mean, I know you don't like
science.
From,
like, the Big Bang Theory?
Well, you know, that's...
Amy?
Yeah, we're finding out more and more about that whole science thing.
Well, what about Jane Goodall?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, her too. Yep. So anyway, we're finding out about that today. You're supposed to feel badly if you go on vacation. We'll be discussing that.
All right. Bill.
Whatever. Yeah.
Bill. Bill.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
We're going to call him Whispering Bill again continues to do these.
I know.
Who's going to do it a little bit like this?
You know, it's funny. I know how it is. Sure. I mean, I'm the same way sometimes.
Yeah, we get out of ourselves when we're in these rooms where we can talk as
right.
loud as we want to.
Right.
And other people are going, you know. But
yeah.
All right, so Florida deputies, good old Florida. Deputies called to a car dealership on reports of a suspicious incident. Which could mean almost anything.
Just about anything.
Right.
So, suspicious incident. When they arrived, they found Dolores Graham inside one of the dealership's vehicles.
Okay.
Front windshield of the car was shattered. Okay. Now, for her part, Dolores told deputies that she broke into the vehicle to sleep and locked herself in.
The windshield was broken.
I understand. Well, and, you know, she locked herself in the car that she broke into. So, I mean, I'm not exactly sure
Dolores.
How. Yeah, really. And she was tired. I'm sure that probably had something to do with it. But
yeah, that can make you loopy.
Yeah, but in the meantime, while she was in the car trying to sleep, she decided that she wanted to smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
So she did, and then she tossed the cigarette under the front seat of the car, and that's what started the fire.
Oh.
Not to mention she ruined that new car smell.
Dolores, Dolores claims that she couldn't get out of the car.
The windshield was broken.
She began to smash out the front windshield with her hands and feet.
Ow.
I know.
Okay, I thought you meant she broke the windshield to get in the first place.
No. She then had decided that it was probably not a good idea to remain in the car while it was on fire.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And again, I don't know if it was just smoke, if we actually had flames licking the the windshield or whatever. But nonetheless, that's when she said that that's the reason that it got broken, because she was trying to get out of the car because she had set it on fire because the cigarette was under the seat.
Don't smoke, kids.
That's right. One more reason not to smoke.
Yeah.
Especially in somebody else's car you don't own.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Info.
Mation.
That's life's lesson for today.
Indeed.
Yeah. If you don't learn anything else, you got it.
Don't smoke, not just for the health reasons, but also because you don't want to set your car on fire. Well, or somebody else's.
And, you know, we're assuming it's the car that's owned by the dealership. It could have been like a car there for service.
Oh.
Hey, your car's been destroyed, and you'll never believe how.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I'm so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4218.
Good morning, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, Dolores and her adventure reminds us.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004, between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh my God. I've locked myself in my car and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am.
Oh my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay, it's just that the windows are rolled up and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, oh my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks, or...
Yes.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hon.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
Blonde Star.
Because you're always blonde.
But
is that real?
Played that for the first time 12 years ago.
Oh, that's, my gosh.
12 years ago.
Wow.
He did such a good job.
Yeah. Now,
I don't think I could have stayed serious and helped her.
Yeah, it's a fake. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounded legit.
I understand.
And now, I'm sure it truly has happened before.
Oh, yeah, it probably has. And, OnStar, when that first came out, was really... You know, that was a very interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I happened to get a car that had OnStar.
Okay.
And so pulled it out of the garage to activate it. Punched a little OnStar button and the voice comes on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, just checking to make sure this works. And the guy or gal said, are you located at, and gave the address that was about 10 feet from where I was. And
good old GPS back then.
Exactly. Which, again, if you'll consider, this has been a few years ago, and I'm going, yeah, that is exactly where I am, for better or worse.
Well, that's so pretty good.
But it really, and again, it's saved people's lives. It's helped in any number of ways, but... You know, never for 1 minute think that people don't know exactly where you are. Because, you know, and now, of course, we all carry around cell phones where they can ping them with a tower and we can find it. But at the time when that first came out, you know, I get out of the car, I'm going, wow, okay, there you go. It's it's there for what it needs to be. All right, let's see. We got, today is, of course, the beginning of Aries the Ram, that season. So yesterday was the beginning of spring. Now, somewhere... Oh, it was on TV last night. Shell said that spring arrived at 11:16 a.m.
Oh, I didn't know it had a specific time.
Yes, it did.
And, but we were thinking that it was like, was it 8 o'clock? Is that what time we had thought?
8:16,
so,
correct.
I don't know. We may have steered you wrong, and if we did, we're sorry. We didn't mean to do
that.
Well,
and for the longest time, I thought spring always started on March 21st.
Right, exactly.
I didn't realize that it could change.
Yeah. Well, again, it has to do with that whole Earth thing. So,
oh, yeah.
As we mentioned yesterday, if you want to know where True East is and where True West is, you can still find that today if you want to, because it's still out there. National Kick Butts Day.
Kick Butt.
Yeah. All right, so there. It's a Single Parents Day. Good on y'all. It's a Common Courtesy Day.
Okay. So use it.
Well, we have a day to be common courtesy. Use common courtesy. Okay. The rest of them, just to hell with it. But today, Common Courtesy Day. It's a pottery day. It's poetry day.
Oh, I've done both of those.
You could maybe recite some poetry while you're making pottery. Yeah.
Do you write poems or read poems?
I like to read poems.
Okay.
Miles Garrett likes to write poems.
Yeah, that's true. He does, doesn't he?
He's a poet.
Nice.
In his spare time.
Something,
mm-hmm.
Something like that. It's a memory day, so remember that. It's a fragrance day.
Ooh.
Not only is it poetry day, it's puppetry day also.
Wow.
Puppetry and poetry. Maybe you could combine the two.
Somehow.
Might as well be pottery day, too. Let's just throw them all in there.
National Teenager Day, if you happen to be one of them.
Right.
And French Bread Day.
French bread.
Yep.
Okay.
Always needs to be sticking out of the grocery sack.
Right. Mm-hmm. In any market,
scene
in a movie.
Has to be. All right. Got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Scott Eastwood is 32. That's Clint's son.
Oh, okay.
Of course, PewDiePie.
He's been in all kinds of stuff like Fast and Furious and Pacific Rim and things like that.
Yeah.
Sonequa Martin-Green is 33. She was Sasha on The Walking Dead. And now, and I had to mention it because now she's Starfleet Officer Michael Burnham on Star Trek Discovery.
So
I
did that one for Mr. Bounds, because I've been watching that regularly.
Uh-huh.
Of course. AP, Adrian Peterson, 33. Let's see here. K-Fed, Kevin Federline.
Oh, wow.
Guys, remember him?
Hey,
I do.
K-Fed. Now, who did he used to be married to?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Who is, like, rocking these days.
Right.
And she is doing some great things.
K-Fed, not so much.
Well, and K-Fed apparently went to court last week to try to up the child support payment a little bit.
Well, he's got 6 kids with 3 different moms.
Well, I know, but maybe just hers, you know, her two. I'm not sure.
He's trying to get that money.
Well, she got that residency deal in Vegas, see? So she's got some guaranteed money coming in.
Yeah, and she just signed with a new fashion line.
Right.
And yeah.
So he decided, hey, I think I'll go ahead and just see if I can get a little bit more money.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Right. Well, he's 40 today. Rachel McFarlane is 42. That's Seth McFarlane's younger sister.
Oh, yeah.
Who also does some voices on some of the stuff. She's Haley on American Dad.
Sure.
And things like that. Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller.
Oh, my.
He's 56.
Oh, I'd have gotten out some Ferris Bueller had I known, but I didn't.
Bow.
He's 56, is that right?
56 and still looks 15.
He does.
Gray hair.
Good skin.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell's 56 also.
Not good skin.
Gary Oldman is 60.
He's odd.
He's odd, but he's a great actor.
Yeah, he can play weird pretty well.
Yeah. Rose Stone of Sly and the Family Stone is 73.
All right.
Timothy Dalton is 72. Used to be James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
Most people consider him the worst Bond, but maybe you're a Roger Moore guy. For all you classical musical lovers out there, Johann Sebastian Bach's birthday is today. but he passed away in 1750.
Wow. So. How about Eddie Money? Eddie Money
was not here. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then Brad Hall from Saturday Night Live,
okay,
who doesn't have to work.
Yeah.
Because he's married to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's worth $1 billion.
Must be nice.
Yeah. He's 60 today. So
well, didn't we talk about she came from money, too?
Yes, it, yeah, the Dreyfus Fund. Yeah, right. That's her her grandfather started that. That's why she's worth $1 billion.
Is she really in relation to Richard?
No, I don't think so.
Interesting.
She might not claim him in any event. I'm not sure. All right, 625.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so last week, Jeff Sessions, he fired the former FBI Deputy Director, Andrew McCabe. Why? For leaking stories to the media and for lying multiple times under oath. Unsurprisingly, these disturbing revelations doesn't stop Democrats from rushing to the aid of this disgraced government official. Anyway, after speculation mounted that McCabe might not be able to receive his pension, well, Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton and Jamie Raskin and Luis Gutierrez, they all offered jobs to the former FBI official. Congressman Raskin goes so far as to say McCabe was perfect for the job of the special senior staff attorney to help him on the House Judiciary Committee dealing with threats to the U.S. Constitution. And what more can we expect from the party that nominated crooked? You mean wipe it with a cloth? Hillary Clinton. The cape fits right in.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Sir, reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. A little cool this morning, but it's going to warm up all right. 75 or so for a high temperature today with winds out of the southeast, so it should be nearly ideal as far as tonight's concerned. We'll be down to probably about 50 or so. Southeast winds continue, and the temperatures continue to rise as we move on through the week. Tomorrow, sunny and 78. We'll be up near 80 on Friday, 82 on Saturday, telling us 86 on Sunday, and about the same thing on Monday as well. Then we may get a little bit cooler, but in the meantime, ought to have a pretty good run right there, and no mention of rain really in the forecast. Right now, winds are calm. We have fair skies, and it's 45.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely Commercial Mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get between $1,500 and $2,400 off select Gravely Commercial zero-turn mowers during the Gravely Mow the Distance sales event. Simply visit ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today.
ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, sale ends March 24th. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
With your money now, China's vice commerce minister says his country will actively take steps to safeguard its interests as well as those of its industries in light of what he described as acts of trade protectionism on the part of the U.S. He says the U.S. decision to launch trade investigations is a unilateral act of protectionism. President Trump is expected to unveil tariffs on up to $60 billion in Chinese technology and telecom products by Friday. Fed officials are meeting this week for the first time under their new chairman, Jerome Powell, whose news conference to follow this afternoon is stirring high anticipation. Investors expect the Fed to announce its first interest rate increase of the year. Federal health officials are taking a closer look at flavors in tobacco products that appeal to young people, especially menthol-flavored cigarettes. The FDA, which called for more information on the topic, has the authority to ban the flavor, but past efforts have stalled by legal challenges from the industry. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Austin authorities are saying the suspect they believe is responsible for terrorizing residents over the past 3 weeks with a series of bombs left in packages is dead. According to police, the suspect killed himself inside his car by detonating an explosive device. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley explains what happened.
We had surveillance teams looking for this suspect, and we ultimately located the vehicle that this suspect was known to be driving, and witnesses told us he was driving. And in fact, we found that at a hotel right up the road here in Round Rock.
Police are saying the suspect is a 24-year-old white man. However, they are unable to determine whether he acted alone. President Trump tweeted his congratulations to Texas law enforcement. Austin residents are still urged to use caution if they receive an unexpected package, as authorities say they are not sure where the suspect has been for the past 24 hours and do not know whether he sent out additional packages. Blinn College trustees have approved what administrators describe as slight increases in tuition and fees for next year.
A combined increase in tuition and general fee rates by $6 a credit hour for most students generates almost $2.5 million. $1.5 million will go towards a 3% pay raise for full-time faculty and all staff. Blinn's trustees agreed to reduce the repairs and renovation budget by $2 million and plan to generate another $2.6 million with an increase of 500 students next year. Background information given to the board also states Blinn has to make up $2.7 million next year for not hitting this year's enrollment numbers. Other expenses includes $1.5 million for additional personnel that was not identified and spending $316,000 to start new soccer and softball teams at Blinn's Burnham campus. Blinn's board also approved naming the college's new academic building on the Revels campus for Walter Schwartz. Also known as Onion, Schwartz spent 46 years at Blinn, including a decade as president and chancellor. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An award-winning film preservationist, silent film scholar, and producer-director who spent 35 years in Hollywood is coming to the Queen Theater. Rick Schmidlin has been named the Queen's house manager and is already in the process of programming. He says everything that has come out within the last 6 months to the last 60 years is fair game.
Because there's different audiences. I'm going to do 1 o'clock matinees on Tuesdays, which are going to be Westerns. And then also on Thursdays, it's going to be romance and musicals at 1 o'clock on Thursdays. During the week, we will have things like we can put trilogies together like Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, The Lord of the Rings.
Schmidlin is coordinating the schedule with major distributors, which will consist of 10 movies each week without any repeats.
I'm extremely excited because I think this is going to be a center of gravity for this region, because I think it's going to be something that everybody will find something that they can enjoy. If they're a movie lover, they're going to find it there.
The first movie shown at the Queen will be Fifth Avenue Girl, which also played at the Queen's grand opening in 1939. Spring has officially arrived, and you may be thinking about starting some spring cleaning, both inside and outside of your house. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeith then reminds residents about municipal code violations.
With the rain, everything's starting to turn green, the grass is starting to grow again, and we want to make sure that people understand that they need to keep their grass mowed, especially, and it has to be under 12 inches long. So if we start seeing grass and weeds over 12 inches long, our code enforcement office will then start enforcing that municipal code.
McKeithen says a lawn citation can cost up to $230. She says another thing to keep in mind is open storage.
Keeping trash or debris piled up in the front of your yard, a lot of times we'll see on the driveway in front of the garage, they'll have, old washing machine or abandoned metal or a pile of wood.
McKeithen says those items must be disposed of properly through bulk pickup days or by taking them to the city waste facility. Bryan and College Station have both announced street closures for today. In Bryan, the intersection of Old Hearn Road and Wilhelm Drive will be partially closed to through traffic. Old Hearn Road will be closed in both directions at the intersection. However, vehicles will be able to turn from Wilhelm Drive onto Old Hearn Road headed southbound. Drivers are encouraged to follow the posted detour signage. And in College Station, Lincoln Avenue between Foster Avenue and Texas Avenue will be closed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for sewer line repairs. Motorists are asked to avoid the area. The city of College Station is also warning residents about opportunists and scammers after Sunday's hailstorm. According to a news release, an elderly resident received a suspicious call yesterday morning from a roofing company that offered to evaluate her home for damage. If you get a similar call, check with the Better Business Bureau to make sure the company is legitimate. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 45 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
As the last remaining locally owned media in Bryan College Station, we pride ourselves in being able to provide our listeners with local news, weather, sports, and information on a daily basis. A vital part of keeping our listeners informed is being informed by our listeners. We always encourage our listeners to text their comments, local news tips, weather, sports, and information to 979-695-1620. It's the WTAW text line powered by Citibank. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Branches on the ground, shingles lifted, water leaking, hail damage, all due to recent storms? If you're not sure on how to handle a claim, call the Roofer Girl with locally owned Aggieland Roofing, and they'll get on top of everything for you with a no-obligation free estimate. Be aware of the storm chasers. Use the locally Aggie-owned and operated Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432, or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, roofing done right.
Good morning, it's 6:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
High pressure covers the region and the state this morning. It'll be responsible for abundant sunshine, warmer temperatures. It's going to climb to about 70 to 75 through the afternoon. Skies are clear tonight. Lows will drop down to about 50 to 55. Tomorrow it's going to be partly to mostly sunny, breezy, close to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Friday, clouds and sun, breezy. Highs on Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell, filling in for Zach Taylor on sports. And coming up, the A&M baseball team earned a victory over Rice on the road yesterday. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Jimbo Fisher on yesterday's first spring practice. And for the first time in school history, both the A&M men's and women's basketball teams are in the Sweet 16. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, so Zach had had to fly out of Austin about, what?
He said like 5:50 this morning.
Yeah, so he really had to get up early.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because if you got to get there like an hour ahead of time, that means you got to get there at like and check in.
Right, and honestly, you said he flew out of Austin.
Yeah.
Who knows what security was like in the airport
this
morning.
Yeah. Good point, just the whole world over there. A little bit stricter.
Topsy-turvy,
That's going on, and again, still. You know, I talked to somebody yesterday. He said they ran into a young couple who are from Austin and came over here just to get away from the entire situation over there.
I don't blame them, but luckily, you know, supposedly, allegedly, they got the guy.
And again,
he's dead. Yeah. So.
But this is also a very dangerous time because then if you relax.
Right.
And then you got copycat possibilities.
Copycat, and he could have left other packages behind.
Could still be in the system, in the network, if you will.
Right.
Because here you go, you were a carefree FedEx employee, let's say. And now all of a sudden that puts you on full alert.
Every package you touch, I'd be terrified.
That was a Facebook comment I saw of somebody who, you know, whenever one of them went off and it was being reported, he commented on Facebook and said, "That's just what I need to hear. I'm a FedEx employee, about to go into work."
And again, generally that's part of their system and part of their success is that those packages are not touched by humans much at all, but nonetheless. If you had a timing device in it or something like that, then that wouldn't have, you know, it could end up being in a truck already on the way to someplace else.
Yep.
So, again, got to be diligent, got to be thinking about that. You have to try to outsmart these people when you figure it out. And kudos, I guess, to Austin Police and everybody else who worked on getting this done because, you know, they got it done quickly. The information that they wanted us to know is what they told us, and the stuff they didn't want us to know, they didn't tell us.
Right.
And they were able to. It's clear that, I mean, from what they had said, they identified the suspect through a car that people had told them about. Which means they were getting
there
some
good
information.
There was information, right, that was coming through. They weren't completely, you know.
I remember a police chief telling me years ago, no matter what the crime, somewhere somebody knows.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of just finding that somebody or somebody.
And getting them to say something.
Happened. Yep. Well, it's your typical chit-chat Wednesday. We'll be talking to the congressman later on this morning. We'll be talking this morning to Greg Owens, who's the mayor pro tem of the city of Bryan, and talk about things that are going on there. In the meantime, the president met yesterday, and they talked sanctuary cities.
President Trump blasted Democrats on the issue of sanctuary cities. He said Democrats want to protect criminals while his priority is to defend the citizens of the United States. Now, during a roundtable meeting on sanctuary cities, the president told members of law enforcement and state representatives that his administration is determined to continue its fight against sanctuary cities. The president took aim at California, claiming the state's sanctuary cities are putting innocent Americans at risk.
And, you know, again, and we just had it upheld, I think, in the courts for Texas that, we can say that sanctuary city shouldn't be here. And now the governor can go, speaking of Austin, there's Austin again.
Right.
That's a sanctuary city.
And, you know, he said they want to protect criminals. And that's true because they are criminals who have crossed the border illegally. It doesn't necessarily mean that they are dangerous. But I think beyond everything, besides protecting criminals, they're trying to protect their voters.
Yep.
That's what they're doing.
Yep. Well, again, they anticipate that could be a voter base for them at some point in the future. Kind of similar to that, I was talking to somebody yesterday, said they had a friend who was trying to get dual citizenship, the United States and Canada, having a problem getting citizenship in Canada Because you got to have a job in Canada to get.
Oh, that's an interesting.
Isn't that?
What a novel
concept.
Idea.
What an idea.
To actually have to have a job to be a citizen. Okay.
Who'd have thunk something smart would happen
that's
like that?
True. Mm. All right, let me see. The government, for their part, we've got another shutdown coming at the end of the week.
The House had this deadline to finish writing the bill because they need to pass it so it has time to get over to the Senate to face changes there, all to avoid the real deadline, which is that the government funding expires at midnight on Friday. Here's what's holding things up. First and foremost, this fight, funding for the border wall versus what to do about the Dreamers and a DACA solution, trying to find common ground. Both sides dug in. Now you've got guns, gun legislation, and what to do about keeping our schools safe. You've also got a lot of Obamacare issues, how to shore up those marketplaces not covered by the Affordable Care Act.
So we'll see, and we'll talk to the
Congress. What a snowball.
Yes, it is. So we'd mentioned this just yesterday, and we got a minute to talk about it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
This whole Facebook deal, this
right.
Cambridge Analytica deal, and how, again, they're doing things, and I think they have to come in and talk to the federal government because they had said they would not allow their information to be misused. But, you know, if you don't protect the information that you're selling to people so that they don't misuse it,
mm-hmm.
then they're not doing their due diligence. And I think that's what the feds want to talk to them about. The one thing even the First News this morning said was they talk about Facebook, Cambridge Analytica, and only the Trump campaign. Now, what you need to understand is that Cambridge Analytica actually has provided information for over 200 races around the world. So true, it may be Trump, but it could have been the Clinton campaign, too. We don't
right.
know
Absolutely.
That. And again, in other countries. Now, the thing that's interesting about it is we know that Steve Bannon is the guy who co-founded this, along with Christopher Wiley. You may have seen him. He's the pink-headed 28-year-old Canadian
okay.
vegan.
Okay.
Okay, and he's pretty much been in the news. But the deal is his background is that he's working for a PhD in fashion trend forecasting. Christopher Wiley told the London Guardian that his fashion forecasting background was directly related to how the data was used politically. This is what he said. He said Steve Bannon, who helped co-found this company, believes that politics is downstream from culture. So to change politics, you need to change culture. Fashion trends are a useful proxy for that.
Hmm.
Trump is a pair of Uggs.
Okay.
Or Crocs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get from people thinking Ugg is totally ugly to the moment when everybody wants to wear them?
Wow.
That was the inflection point that he was looking for. And so from a fashion standpoint, you think about that.
Yeah.
If you are sensitive to fashion, you look at, I mean, I don't get Crocs. I don't get them. But if
I just bought a pair.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. But at some point, you decided that is what you wanted.
Right.
I think the answer to the question is because Crocs are comfortable.
Well, okay. And maybe
and that can be, yeah, that can be applied.
Now, I will say the pair that I just bought are a Croc sneaker.
Oh, interesting.
And so they are not the original, like, claw.
So they're a lace-up?
They're lace-up.
Okay, so they've kind of extended their brand.
They have. They've changed a little bit. And so that's what, you know, I mean, and Uggs are the same way. They've changed styles. They're not just the big clunky boots anymore.
Right.
So I don't know if that, you know, delves a little bit deeper into it.
But at some point, there were early adopters. I mean, who went for those things.
I mean, I think about that. I hated some stuff when it first came out. Birkenstocks, for example.
Okay, sure.
Jesus sandals. Now
right.
I own two pairs.
Yeah, I understand.
In the original style.
Yeah. Jesus I own sandals. A pair. You imagine that? Me.
Me too.
But that's the deal is and that makes us think about how we as consumers change our taste, and that's what this is all about. In this case, it's a politician, a candidate, that they are trying to get people to change their taste
right.
in.
Just don't wear sandals with socks.
Yeah, I understand. But I thought that was kind of cool to see. That's how they're thinking. So if you think you're not being manipulated, well, yeah, you really kind of are.
Yeah.
Probably. All right, 6:48.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 24th, it's Beekeeping Basics. It's growing in popularity in the Brazos Valley. The class is designed for beginners, but veterans' questions will be answered this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're in the market for summertime shade in upcoming years, you need to put your trees on their best behavior starting right now. We're going to outline steps you'd follow to get the most shade tree for your time, money, and effort. I'll be back with details right after this message. There's a lot of talk these days about Made in America. Well, let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for more than 85 years. It's Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. They're made right here by people who care about quality, both in materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the USA, and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's certain to be a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products and you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary hard-working folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. Visit MuellerInc.com or go to one of the 33 locations. That's MuellerInc.com. Mueller, made in America, made to last. If you're trying to get the most out of your shade trees, start with quality trees. Avoid the fast-growing types that don't have real staying power. Insects, diseases, ice, and wind all take their tolls on fruitless mulberries, silver maples, sycamores, cottonwoods, willows, and the other fast growers. Concentrate instead on oaks, pecans, cedar elms, Chinese pistachios, magnolias, and the other trees that grow at a moderate clip and that will last for 75 to 200 years. New trees can be planted at any season of the year. Container-grown specimens have all their roots intact, so they hardly know they've been planted. There's almost no setback or transplant shock. Bald and burlap trees do suffer some root loss and transplant shock, but they can be cured by holding them in the nursery for a few weeks or months until they begin to adjust. Cured trees can also be planted at any time of the year. The best time to plant trees? Well, spring works, but you're going to have to be diligent about hand-watering them every 3 or 4 days during the summertime. Fall is also a very good time to plant trees. Train your young trees carefully. Plant them at the same depth at which they were growing in the nursery. Be sure their trunks are vertical. If any tree's trunk isn't upright, you'll need to dig and reset that tree. Merely staking it into a vertical position won't be permanent. Wrap young trees' trunks with paper tree wrap to keep borers out, also to prevent sun scald. If you do decide to stake and guy your new tree until it becomes firmly rooted, be sure you use at least 3 stakes, one of them on the south side of the trunk, to brace against the prevailing southern winds in the summer. You'll have pruning to do as you train your young trees. Trunks will thicken up much more quickly if some of the side shoots are left on the plant. With pecans, we refer to it as trashy trunk, and it's the process by which we leave 4 to 6 inch long stubble along the trunks. The foliage on the stubble contributes to the nourishment of the trunk. Once the trunk is stout and strong, usually after 2 or 3 years, you can remove the trashy branches, leaving the lowest branches where you'd ultimately like them to be. This same process works wonderfully on live oaks. Don't remove the lower limbs until the tree's trunk is stout and thick. Fertilize your new trees with a root stimulator monthly their first year in the landscape. Container-grown trees will be ready for normal feedings after a month or two. Oh, and one other thing is very important. You want to use paper tree wrap on the trunks of new red oaks and also on chinquapin oak and on Chinese pistachios to prevent sun scald and borer invasion. I'm Neil Sperry. Espaliers will be the subject of our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Morning Sports Update, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 6:53. Well, the number 12 A&M baseball team put up 6 runs in the 4th and 4 runs in the 7th to cruise to a 13-4 victory over the Rice Owls Tuesday evening at Reckling Park. Texas A&M improved to 18-4 on the season. The Aggies open up a 3-game series against the Ole Miss Rebels starting tomorrow at 6:02 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. On the high school diamond, the 3rd-ranked College Station Cougars beat A&M Consolidated 7-1 last night at Tiger Field. Meanwhile, the Bryan Vikings even their district record at 1-1 with a 5-3 win over Waco University. The Sweet 16-bound Aggie men's basketball team gets set to take on third-seeded Michigan tomorrow. Coach Billy Kennedy.
Yeah, we do understand that because we've talked about that from the spring on. And you got to, my phrase to the guys the last couple of days is keep your eyes on the prize. Don't just focus on in doing that, we got to beat Michigan. So everything needs to be about Michigan. But we're not here just to win one game. We're here, it's another 2-game tournament.
Tip-off for tomorrow's game is set for 6:37, and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the women are also in the Sweet 16, set to face Notre Dame on Saturday at 4. It marks the first time in school history that both the men and women's teams are in the Sweet 16 at the same time. Speaking of Billy Kennedy, on Monday, Ole Miss introduced Kermit Davis as the Rebels' new men's basketball coach after 16 years at Middle Tennessee State and a season at A&M back in 1991 where Coach Kennedy was on his staff as a young assistant. Kennedy says Davis is a basketball guru who will build on what Andy Kennedy did at Ole Miss, which isn't something he's honestly looking forward to. In other NCAA action, Jordan Poole made his buzzer beater with one good eye. The Michigan freshman wore protective glasses when he met with reporters less than 72 hours after his last second three-pointer that gave the Wolverines a victory over Houston and sent them to the Sweet 16. Poole says he was poked in his right eye during the game. Poole's three-pointers already drawing comparisons to Trey Burke's shot for Michigan against Kansas in the 2013 regional semifinals. By the way, attendance for the first 2 rounds of the women's NCAA tournament was the highest in a decade. An average of just over 5,000 fans took in the first 48 games of the tournament. In Frisco, Texas freshman forward Mohamed Bamba is leaving for the NBA. Bamba was ranked among the top recruits in the country when he signed with the Longhorns out of New York City. He averaged nearly 13 points and 11 rebounds per game. He also set a school record for blocks with 111 this season. And A&M football yesterday was the first spring practice with new head coach Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo met with the media after practice.
Thought they worked good. Again, they're getting loose to new schemes, just practice in general. Everything's different for them. I mean, just where their reps, what their things are doing, where they're moving to. So they're learning, but their attitude's good. Got to get a lot better at some things, but I like the attitude, like the effort. It's got to get execution. It's getting better. They're learning. And hopefully in the next couple of days, they'll start to pick all that stuff up and they'll gel more and more each day.
The team is scheduled to return to the practice field on Tuesday. In the NBA, James Harden had 42 points, and the Houston Rockets snapped Portland's 13-game winning streak with a 115-111 victory over the Trailblazers. Meanwhile, the struggling Dallas Mavericks dropped one to the New Orleans Pelicans, 115-105 on the road. And out on the links, 7 tournaments into the year, Jordan Spieth has 2 top 10s, 2 missed cuts, and no serious chances at winning, but he also sees no reason to panic just yet. His stretch run into the Masters starts with match play, where he's concerned with winning matches instead of the scores on his card. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Hospice Thrift Store is moving to a new location. The move from 2814 Cabot in Bryan to 3710 Old College Road in Bryan increases the retail space and customer parking. The new location will also allow the Hospice Thrift Store to accept and sell more furniture and home decor decorations. The store will be closed November 1st through the 4th and reopens on November 6th at 9 a.m. So make plans to visit the Hospice Thrift Store's new location on November 6th and check out all the new items. And remember, the thrift store has more room for donated furniture and home decor.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Let me remind you, let me invite you to be a part of the Twin City Mission Annual Charity Golf Classic. It's Monday, March 26th at the City Course at the Phillips Event Center. Four-person scramble, 9 a.m. shotgun start. To register your team, go now to twincitymission.org. If you don't play, but you still want to help the charities of Twin City Mission, you still want to be a part of the annual Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic, plenty of sponsorships and partnerships. Call Ron Crozier at 822-7511.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you by United Roofing. Need a new roof due to high winds or hail damage? United's Residential Roofing is your roofing insurance claim specialist. Don't have to call an 800 number for United. They're local. Call the pros at 846-ROOF or visit unitedroofingpros.com. Hey, going to be pretty nice today. It's going to warm up to 75 and then even warmer as we move on through the week. About 80 on Thursday. We'll hit 80 on Friday. Upper 80s and middle 80s at least on Saturday and Sunday. So there you are. No mention of rain in the forecast. Right now, winds are calm, 77% relative humidity, and it's 45 degrees. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
This is a Fox News alert. The Austin, Texas serial bomb suspect is dead. I'm Dave Anthony.
We had found him in the parking lot of a hotel.
And it was all over a short time after that in Round Rock, Texas. Fox's Tanya J.J. Powers has details live.
Dave, the unidentified 24-year-old white man blew himself up in his vehicle early today as that SWAT team closed in on him on the side of a road. Police Chief Brian Manley says they don't have a motive yet, but
we do believe that all of these are related and that he is responsible for these based on the similarities that we have seen in all of the devices and in the evidence we're finding from those that did detonate.
Federal agents say it's hard to tell whether the man acted alone in the bomb.